Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Nurse. I am delighted because we're doing a role reversal because I was on the very beautiful Kylie's podcast about 2 weeks ago, and now I'm actually really delighted because we're going to have a lot of great conversations today. But welcome, beautiful, for being here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Christine. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, everyone.
As everyone knows, I can get carried away. So I'm going to hand it over to you to introduce yourself, and then we're going to have some really great conversation for the next 20 minutes.
Great. Yeah, hi. My name's Kylie Pinwell. I'm a clinical nutritionist and I have the Hormone Hub podcast. And I sort of run programs and support professionals, business leaders, or women in business leaders who are going through the roller coaster of perimenopause and menopause. So essentially, helping women navigate, understand better what's going on with their body, how to get their energy back, how to stay on top of like mood swings, clear the brain fog, and just sort of feel like co equip them with the tools so they feel confident knowing how to navigate what can be a crazy time of life.
Oh yeah. So this is why I was on Kylie's podcast, because not only I talked about obviously my journey of endometriosis, but obviously I am in perimenopause, which is just amazing. Like it's not. But I really want to talk about this today because I think, a lot of the times, women in particular, we get to a point where the kids have left, home, or they're all full time in school, and you start to think, okay, what else? What am I going to do for myself? And then you make a decision to potentially start your own business, and then you go through things such as perimenopause, and then you've got something else to deal with.
Yeah, I know. I know. And I speak to a lot of business owners, and it's crazy that we do these things to ourselves. But, I think most of us who go into business for ourselves, generally we're quite high driven. And genuinely we are, goal driven. We want to achieve, we want to do well. And then all of a sudden in the background, our hormones are sort of on their ro on a roller coaster doing their own thing. And, like overwhelm kicks in, we're exhausted, we're just, sort of at that point. And I do see a lot of women who, burn down their businesses or who want to burn down their businesses, or they feel that they're not showing up for their team, they're not showing up for their clients. I had a woman, she's now a client, contact me. She was sort of like, oh my God, she goes, I need to do something. She said, I was rude to a client today. And she said, it was not the client, it was me. So I think before we do sort of too much damage to our businesses, it's important to sort of like acknowledge what is going on and how. And I think the more we can understand how perimenopause can impact us, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well, I think it can make a huge difference to a lot of women.
Because I mean, I'm finding I need, well, I call them my nanny naps, and I need those in the afternoon just to sort of like a 20 minutes sort of just either lay down, whether or not I don't normally go to sleep, but it's just like that. I just need my body just to turn off for 20 minutes to recharge. Whereas I used to be able to go, 5 a.m. in the morning all the way probably until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, like little sleep. But I need that re recharge. So I've had to, I guess, restructure sort of my business as well to be able to help me recharge and to actually be on point for my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good that you do take that time. And I think as women also too, we're not naturally good at taking care of ourselves either. So we will make sure that everyone else is okay. We'll make sure that, on the home front, partner, kids, they're happy. We'll make sure clients are happy. We'll look after team members. We'll look after the dog, before we'll look after ourselves. So, and I think that's a really big part that we need to, really sort of, we need to step up for ourselves, because if we don't, you can't pour from an empty cup. So you can't show up as your best self if you're feeling like you're dragging yourself around.
That is so true, because I think so many business owners, we get to like either burnout, or we we sometimes don't even recognize that it is burnout. We sort of go, oh my God, this is dragging, or this is just not working, where it's just your body's way of saying, hey, you need to slow down. You need to take care of yourself for you to be able to be at the maximum potential.
Absolutely. And I think we're very capable. That's the problem when you are very kind of high achieving at the same time. We're very capable. And we can push through. We can like I feel like our life's falling apart in the background, but we can, show up for clients. We can show up for meetings. We can push through and get the things done that need doing. But yeah, we can only keep that up for so long.
Yeah, exactly. What do you say? Like, I mean, we've had this conversation before, and like I went to the doctor, they're like, oh, I don't think that you are, but your body is telling you that there are signs that you are going through changes. I
Yeah.
mean, it's hard to not listen to the expert, but then it's also hard to ignore your body.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing, like we all, I think it's natural to start at your doctor. So, what can happen early in perimenopause is we can be feeling really tired. Maybe we're not sleeping as well. Maybe we're starting to gain weight, for no sort of particular reason. And this is sort of like those early days of perimenopause. And perimenopause isn't, it's something that we've sort of only recently been, opening up the conversation. And a lot of doctors do dismiss women. I speak to women every day, and, not meaning to or not wanting to doctor bash. There are some great doctors out there, but, it's very common for women to sort of be dismissed, and sort of say, oh, you're too young. But the reality is, those hormonal changes can happen, sort of start to happen in our mid-30s. And perimenopause is that sort of 2 to 10 years in the lead up to menopause. So menopause is when we officially haven't had a period for a year. The average age in Australia, I guess in Western society is about 51. And of course, because we're on marinas and we're on the pill and we're on, maybe we've had a hysterectomy or, cancer treatment or something like that. So maybe we've gone into early menopause, and we're not really sure either. But just like we start our periods, there's such a great big range of ages. So it can be like as young as 7 or 8, it can be as late as sort of 15, 16. Menopause is the same. So to be dismissed and be told that you're too young for menopause, you need to go back and find another doctor.
I think it's also like, as for we're talking mainly about women, we have such a natural intuitive instinct, and I think as business owners, like, we can follow that, but then sometimes we forget to really tap into that for our own bodies as self.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just paying attention to what your body tells you. The body doesn't lie. So when, and the changes sort of that perimenopause can bring is, I had a guide there with like 50 different symptoms. So it could be aches and pains. It could be, women describe it as I feel inflamed. The brain fog is a big one, and increasing anxiety is very common. So it's paying attention to those signs and joining the dots. And some of those symptoms can be cyclical. So sort of if you do have a cycle, pay attention. Where are you at in your cycle? And if you sort of frame it as, in the day or two before your period and that first day or two of your period, that's not the time to do a big long fast and start training for a marathon. That's the time where you need to be bunkered down on the lounge watching Netflix with some chocolate. So it's paying attention to where you're at in your cycle. And then if you think, you can apply this from a business perspective as well. So when we ovulate, like that's when we, so in the middle of our cycle, that's where we're ripe and we're primed, ready to meet a mate and conceive a baby. So that's where we're, we feel a bit more outgoing. We feel, we're on display because we want to attract that mate in. So this is the time to do your presentations. This is the time to, do those big sort of events where you're putting yourself out there, pitch yourself to clients, things like that. That's the time of the month to be doing those things. So when your period comes around, you can put your head under the doona and not talk to the world.
Absolutely.
I
What
aren't women who align their calendars
Yeah.
to fit around that, which
Yeah,
makes
I it does. I mean, I was at an event last year and they were talking about that. And I was like, I've never heard it before. However, like they're in marketing. I'm like going, like you see them show up, like, and now, like now I know, I mean, obviously with women, like we'd sort of like you can tap into certain things, but it really is true that you can start to sort of understand like your body, like for myself, like I know, like come 2 o'clock, I'm like I can hit a wall with it. And when you talked about the aches and pains, it was really interesting. I'm like walking funny the other day and like someone said, are you okay? I'm like, it's just the old lady bones are just kicking in. But sort of, okay, there's something else happening. And it is just one of those other symptoms to start, looking into as well.
Yeah, that's it. And it's just being aware of them and joining the dots. And as we go through perimenopause and menopause, like it's a good sort of reminder, like it is a natural transition and we are meant to go through it. And what is really interesting is, in certain cultures, like Japan, for instance, South American cultures, they don't even have a word for perimenopause. They don't have a word for menopause. They don't have a word for hot flushes because it doesn't apply. It just doesn't happen. So it's very much, how we live our life and our lifestyles, and I think the pace of life that we live can very much have an impact on, our cycles and also our hormonal symptoms as well.
Yeah. I think one of the key things that I've learned is obviously, you can reinvest your money back into your business, but we forget as business owners to reinvest the money back into ourselves so we can be sustainable in our business.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the thing. If we are our business. Okay, we are not our business, but at the end of the day, we're the driving force. So if we are tired, if we're constantly fatigued, if we're cranky, if we're, just feeling annoyed and exhausted and crappy with the world, it's going to show up in our business at some point. So, by sort of taking a step back, investing in yourself, and this is like the whole theme of International Women's Day was investing in women. And I did speak about, investing in yourself because, you need to be at your best for your business, but also in your personal life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, what's the process for people? Like, they're thinking, okay, well, I'm starting to get these symptoms, and they potentially want to go down an alternative route. Like, what's the process with working with you and, sort of the different modalities and all of that you bring into it?
So I run a sort of a 12-week program. So looking at you very holistically as, you are a whole person. You are not a symptom. You are not a job. You're not a diagnosis. So what we do first is we start off, getting the foundations of nutrition in place, because if you're already eating a fairly healthy diet, we all know what healthy eating looks like, right? Whether or not we go there is another thing, but we all know what it looks like. So it's just coming back to those foundations of, like a healthy, are you putting in the right nutrients at each meal? Now, what we want to do here is make sure that you're eating enough and also making sure that, you're eating foods that are going to keep your blood sugar stable. So a big part of that energy, we look for foods that are going to pick us up, and then what goes up must come down, right? So we have those big energy crashes. So we want to make sure that you're fueling your body, you're getting the right balance of nutrients. So we're keeping those blood sugar levels and therefore your energy and your mood a lot more even. So getting the basics right first. Then we look at, how do we get the inflammation down. So my biggest perimenopause symptoms is my words just disappear out of I'll be halfway through a sentence. I go,
I love
what was that word I was looking for? My brain just doesn't.
it.
But good to know if that happens to you, ladies. It is not dementia. It is definitely a perimenopause and menopause thing. So we want to get that inflammation down. So we want to sort of like work on, again, it comes back to food, like what foods are triggering inflammation in your body. So we want to identify those, and it's different for all of us. Get that inflammation down. So that naturally helps resolve digestive issues, those aches and pains. There's so much we can do just by tweaking your nutrition for women who suffer from a lot of headaches and things like that. So it's getting that, the inflammation down. Then we sort of want to have a look at, how's your body working? How is your digestive system working? Are you absorbing the nutrients from your food? Are you pooping them out properly? Because if you're not going to the toilet regularly, all of those toxins get back reabsorbed back into your body. And that's not going to make you feel good, is it? Then, like how's your liver working? So our liver is like our big filter. So it gets rid of our excess hormones, it gets rid of our, cholesterol. If, weight loss is a goal, the unsexy side of weight loss that no one tells us is we break down body fat in our liver and we poop it out. So if your liver and your digestive system aren't working that well, it will be harder for you to lose weight. So we want to make sure all of those like body systems are working. So that's kind of like what we do from a nutrition perspective. But then, there's a lot of mindset and lifestyle pieces that come into play. So how we manage stress. So when we're sort of talking hormones in perimenopause and menopause, cortisol is our number one enemy. So many of us are walking around, and I think as particularly as business owners, we tend to also be perfectionists and, all of the things. So we push through, and our ability to cope with stress is our capacity for that is enormous. So what we want to do is just how do we like calm down that stress response and calm down that cortisol response? Because cortisol will mess with our body without us even realizing it. So disrupts our sleep, it creates anxiety, it can create digestive issues. If you ever get butterflies in your tummy and you either constipation I see a lot, directly linked, or diarrhea, so it can go both ways. Weight gain is another big one with cortisol. So, pretty much every aspect of our health is impacted by stress. So what we want to do, as well as getting, the nutrition foundations right, getting our body working well, is, working on combating stress and the impacts of stress. So self-care, all of those good things that we are not very good at.
Absolutely. I love it that the fact that it is a very holistic approach because, I mean, I think mindset in anything is key. And especially when we are busy, running a business, like we can have the mindset for the business, but sometimes we don't have the mindset for self either. They're actually two different things.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we need to step back and, like we said earlier, if, we're investing in our business, we need to invest in ourselves so we can show up as best we can for our business. Our family as well. So often, we'll be stressed to the eyeballs and we'll take it out on, partner, kids as well. So it's just sort of how do we calm the farm, so we can show up the way we want to show up, be the mum that we want to be the partner we want to be. Because a lot of women, and I hear all the time, they're just sort of like, it's not who I am. And it's kind of heartbreaking, but we're all guilty of it too.
I hear so many times people go, "Oh, it's just too late for me. Don't worry about it."
Oh. Okay. All right. So, and I think a beautiful example, the Queen, she lived till, what was she, 96 or 4, 96. She was riding horses, a little while ago.
That's it.
If we are now sort of in our 40s and 50s, and we are thinking that we want to live to a 90 or 100, we're only halfway through. That we've had half our life in this body, and we've got the rest of our life, the second half of our life in this body. So it's never too late to make a change. It's never too late to start looking after your body. We can't, let go. We can't undo what what's been done. So just draw a line in the sand and go, okay, now I'm going to step into this half of my life and I'm actually going to take care of my body. And we were lucky enough as a family a few years ago to travel around Australia and with our kids. So we had the kids were little at that stage, and we were traveling. There weren't many families out on the road, so we were traveling with the grey nomads, and the grey nomads definitely fell into one of two camps. So you had old mate and Mrs. Mate who heaved themselves up out of chairs and they couldn't do anything with kind of that, and you're in a caravan, right? So you hear everything without grunting, farting, snorting. They snored all night, but we also, but they were literally pulling a caravan around Australia. So they would plonk the caravan, get out of the van, and sit all day because there were knee things going on and there was hips. They just didn't have the energy or the mobility to go and actually then explore. But then the other sort of camp was like the 70-year and 80-year-olds who would, do the big 20K walks, but they would sort of they'd do it in their own time. But we'd turn around and they're like only 20 minutes behind us. And they just had the energy to do it and explore and be active. So it was really eye-opening for us, and it was a really big kind of I guess aha sort of moment. We're like, you know what, when we were old, we want to be those guys. We don't want to be those guys.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting, like I think there's that's where the mindset and also I guess the giving back to self comes into it, because if you can honor, I guess I see for business owners it's more like the legacy. It's, what's the end result that you want to achieve. So if you invest in yourself, you're able to probably give even more than what you ever thought that you could achieve.
100%. Because if you have energy, you've got everything, right? Everything is easier. Everything is better, when you've got the energy to do it. So, like if I'm talking to an exhausted, burnt out 42-year-old, and I say to her, "Come on, you've got to get up at 6:30 in the morning and go for a walk," she's just going to look at me and just go, "I can't," So it's working into that, and yeah, shifting the mindset and sort of going, oh, actually, and I sort of talk about it with my clients is creating non-negotiables. So, and these don't have to, it doesn't mean you can't ever break them, but my sort of personal non-negotiables is my alarm goes off, I get out of bed. So whether that's to, and some days I literally walk the dog around the block. But I'm up and I'm moving, or it's Pilates or something like that. My other non-negotiable is every time I get in the car, I've got a full water bottle. So by the time wherever I've been, by the time I get back, I've got an empty water bottle. So that's sort of my how I get my water intake. I always have something green on my plate. So whether that's just like a little sprinkling of rocket or spinach leaves, it's always something green. So I don't eat brown food. And it's funny because I've got teenage children and I've sort of tried to instill in them, you can't have a plate of brown food. So when they're eating toast and eggs and bacon for breakfast, I'm like, it's brown. And they'll roll their eyes and they'll pick up one spinach leaf and pop it on their plate. And I'm like, I'm happy. But I think, over the years, like drilled into them, don't eat brown food. So yeah, so it's just incorporating those non-negotiables. So then it's not willpower, it's actually changing, consciously changing and choosing something different.
I love all of that, and I love that it's practical. And you're breaking it down and it's individualized. I think that's the key, because we are, as human beings, so here we go, like the whole, can't get the words out. We're human beings and we're all uniquely different. So having that sort of personalized approach that you do, I think is really needed as well.
Absolutely. That's it. And we've all got different things going on. We're all at different stages in that transition journey as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we're going to pop all the details of where people can reach out to you. I just want to say thank you so much for sharing your gifts on the show. I know that this is going to be a topic that people need to hear, but also we need to start, having these amazing conversations as well and raising the awareness of it as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Christine, so much for having me on the show, and thanks everyone for watching.
Now, before you go, we've got five questions that we've been asking our guests. It's just so that they can get to know you on a bit of a personal level. In the morning, are you a tea or coffee person?
Coffee.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Nutritionist, I will never take away your coffee or your wine because you know I like
Oh, there you go. There you go, ladies. You heard
it.
it. Would you prefer to curl up and watch a movie or read a book?
Ooh, read a book.
Yep. Would you prefer the country or the beach?
Beach.
And if you were going on holidays, would you prefer to travel by boat or by plane?
Ooh, interesting question. I would have to say plane. I'm not a cruise person. Been there, done that once.
Yeah, no. Okay, I
Oh,
get it. And if you were to have a dinner party, what is, oh, I should say, who is one guest that you
know
would love to invite, either from the past or the present?
what? I think I've been watching his reels all morning. I would have to invite Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yes.
In a pink suit,
Yes.
have to sing Ken for me.
Yeah. No, I totally get it and I totally agree with you. I think that would have been
It's not,
amazing.
not for the, I mean, he's very funny, to be honest.
Yes.
That's a bonus, but I was going to say, probably not for the conversation. I'd probably just be perving the whole
Yeah.
time.
Nothing like good eye candy. I love it. I love
Would
it.
love to say something profound and someone amazingly interesting to sit and have a conversation with.
No.
Yeah, no, at the moment I'm just up for a good perv.
Yeah, okay. I love it. I absolutely love it. So mine would be Ryan Reynolds, but and I know that he's married, so it's
No,
all good.
actually
So
right. Like, either or would go wrong.
yeah, no, absolutely, totally get it. So thank you so much, beautiful, for being here.
Thank you for
And I want to say thank you to everyone who is watching this episode. Thank you so much. If you've liked it, remember to hit the like and subscribe button above. And remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.